And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 18th of April, 2014. It's the birthday of the man who inspired the word beatnik in the 1950s, the poet Bob Kaufman, born New Orleans, 1925, Roman Catholic mother, German-Jewish father. Not much is known about his life. He didn't keep a diary, didn't save letters. He wrote 3 volumes of poetry, but he preferred to recite his poems in coffee houses rather than write them down. He spent 20 years in the Merchant Marine, circled the globe 9 times, survived 4 shipwrecks, and it was out at sea when he first read about the beat poets, many of whom also had been seamen. Gary Snyder had, Jack Kerouac, Allen Ginsberg. When Kaufman was back on land, he went to New York City. He met William S. Burroughs and Ginsberg. The 3 of them moved to San Francisco, where Kaufman liked to perform poetry, shouting it, improvising spontaneously on the street, for which he was arrested many, many times in 1959. And the columnist Herb Cain, who coined the word beatnik, said that he had Kaufman in mind. Bob Kaufman, who said, "I want to be anonymous. My ambition is to be completely forgotten." It was on this day, 1958, the U.S. government dropped its treason charges against the poet Ezra Pound, and he was released from St. Elizabeth's Mental Hospital in Washington, where he'd been held for almost 13 years for having made radio speeches from Rome during World War II, praising Mussolini and the fascists and blaming the war on the Jews. Ezra Pound was 72. He had been visited during those 13 years by an odd combination of white supremacists who liked his politics and distinguished American writers who admired his poetry or his history of generosity to other writers, including Robert Frost, who testified in his behalf and said, "None of us can bear the disgrace of our letting Ezra Pound come to his end where he is. It would leave too woeful a story in American literature." Here's a poem for today by Jim Harrison, entitled Searchers. At dawn, Warren is on my bed, a ragged lump of fur, listening to the birds as if deciding whether or not to catch one. He has an old man's mimsy delusion. A rabbit runs across the yard, and he walks after it, thinking he might close the widening distance, just as when I followed a lovely woman on Boulevard Montparnasse, but couldn't equal her rapid pace, the click-click of her shoes moving into the distance, turning the final corner. But when I turned the corner, she had disappeared, and I looked up into the trees, thinking she might have climbed one. When I was young, a country girl would climb a tree and throw apples down at my upturned face. Warren and I are both searchers. He's looking for his dead sister Shirley, and I'm wondering about my brother John, who left the earth on this voyage all living creatures take. Both cat and man are bathed in pleasant insignificance, their eyes fixed on birds and stars. Searchers, a poem by Jim Harrison from his collection Saving Daylight, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to, thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. And by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.